My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 9th, 2020. David, would you state your full name, please?
David L. Morgan.
What does L stand for?
L stands for Lou Ellen, L-L-E-W-E-L-L-Y-N. That's a Welsh name. I think the only other person I ever heard of was John L. Lewis. He was a big labor leader back at that time. That's the story of middle name.
Your date of birth?
1/22/26.
January 22nd, 1926. So that makes your present age?
93, something. Oh, four. I guess it would be 94. Okay. Looking at her, age is not important when you get up that. All I know is that I sure lost a lot of friends in the meantime.
Yeah. And I just got to comment on what great shape you're in. You're sitting here with a tie and a white shirt because you've been to work today.
And I'm going back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
We'll talk about your insurance. So you go into the office now at 94 every morning at what time?
9 o'clock.
And you're generally there till about when?
Except Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. I'm there 5:36. And those 3 days, I try to leave by 4:30 to 5.
That's pretty amazing. So thank you for taking time off from work to come home to do this.
Thank you for being interested, John.
Absolutely. And where are we recording this interview?
In my home.
Here in Midtown Tulsa.
Midtown of Tulsa.
All right. And this pretty lady sitting over here
is my pretty wife.
Yeah, she is.
Of 50 years.
Her name is Marlene. Marlene, hello. Nice to have you here.
Hello, John.
To help us with this. I was going to ask you how long you've been married. So when were you married?
Well, in 1967, August, after the big racing wins had happened, then we got married.
You have become very much a part of this racing story. I know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Marlene will be interjecting when she feels like it and keep us on the straight and narrow. David, where were you born?
I was born right here in Tulsa, in the proximity of Swan Lake, Utica Square. I was born in Hillcrest Hospital at that time. I built three homes right there in that vicinity and got rid of them through the years.
What was your mother's name?
My true mother's was Hazel, who I never knew, really. I was a very small boy. She passed away when they were going to Arizona to help their breathing and so forth. So I figured it had something to do with tuberculosis or something like that. I never really knew. Dad remarried, and that was my true mother that took care of me.
Your father's name?
Glenn, G-L-E-N-N-D, David Morgan.
He remarried, and her name was?
Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-E-N-E.
And she became a mother to you?
She became a mother, and she was a beautiful college person. She and Dad traveled the world together.
What was her personality like?
Very outgoing. Dad was also, but he was quieter and more serious. He had a lot of responsibility. 45 years, he ran the refinery over there.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two older sisters. They were enough older that I was not really around them very much. Beautiful people. One graduated from OSU, or Oklahoma A&M, back then. Jane did, and Marge went to Stevens in Missouri, a girls' school. They traveled. Dad had to travel quite a bit.
Tell us about your father and his living. What did he do for a living?
He ran the Mid-Continent Petroleum Company. The river on the other side of it is a Mid-Continent refinery. Those are the tanks that you see. This was the largest inland refinery in the world. A fellow named Jacob France bought that refinery and developed it. He banked at J. Pierpont Morgan's bank in New York. He said, I want a young engineer, somebody to go down there and tell us to run this thing. Dad was an engineer from Ohio State University, born in Ohio.
Your father was selected to come here
by Jacob France, who was an early day pioneer. That's how he got here, and that's how I got here.
The name of the company was Mid-Continent?
Mid-Continent Petroleum Corporation.
All right.
And then they bought DX, He named it, D was for the diamond, X was for the unknown quantity of the oil. They were the sixth largest oil company at that time, right here in Tulsa. They decided that racing would be a good avenue to get them expanded into big-time racing.
And I'm going to pick up on that. Let's talk about your education. Elementary school, where did you go?
I walked to school at Marquette for the first year. That was when they were having labor troubles over at the refinery. So I had a German Shepherd named Sam, a guard, that walked behind, and I walked to school there.
So the labor troubles became so violent that even the child of an executive had to be protected.
Definitely. The labor union had decided to unionize the oil refinery business. They picked this because it was the largest, and they thought they could pick it off. It's kind of bad. I remember Dad, his building is still across the river. It's a two-story, beautiful brick building there. His office was right there at the gate. Could look down, and it had a 30 caliber machine gun mounted up on top. They were dead serious about things. And the union was unsuccessful in unionizing them.
This would have been around the 30s, 1930s, mm-hmm. because you were 6 years old in 1932, 33. So this was a major story in our town at that time.
Definitely. You know, I didn't pick up on any danger or anything like that. But Dad was quite active, and he was manning the fire hoses that they had set up at the gate, using water on them to cool this thing down. Dad had an office, which is still there. The Mid-Continent building is...
You mean downtown Tulsa?
Downtown
right.
Tulsa.
Right.
And he had an office out there at the refinery. Me being an only child at home, I tagged along with him quite a bit in that refinery.
Mm-hmm. You went to school at Marquette.
Marquette. Then I went to Barnard. Barnard was up-and-coming elementary school. Then I went to Horace Mann, which was downtown. Caught the bus at Yorktown in the 26th place. We made a loop and came down when I had to ride the bus to school.
We're going to be talking about cars. Your father, did he have a deep interest in cars?
He did. He was from Ohio, and they built the Auburn and the Cord. They're in Indiana. And he always had to have one of the first models. Behind his house is a big old three-story house, and the top floor was the dance hall. The third floor was devoted to social dancing.
Where was that?
That's in Van Wert, Ohio. They still had brick streets.
But you never lived there.
No, but we spent every summer there. My sisters and myself, my folks would go off on vacation. Dad always drove either Cadillacs or Packards. Hmm. Both of them had side mount tires on the fenders that we kids would play on.
Yeah.
But no air conditioning.
You then were raised in a very well-to-do family. I mean, if you were driving Cadillacs, it was a well-to-do family.
It was substantial, yes. We never knew about a depression because working for a company like that.
Right.
We had servants, and it was nice. I was right there at Swan Lake.